Some local builders are still complaining about access to construction contracts.
Even if you bring yourself in line with government protocol, you're still not going to be recognized.
That's president of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society, Michael Harris.
Because the system is designed for the privileged people to build capacity. Where the privileged people can get a boat contract, build, operate, lease, and transfer because they already have capacity from other previous contracts. True taxpayers' money, 95% of black that pay tax bill capacity for the privileged people.
His organization was formed in October of 2019, and he suggests that it has been quite an uphill struggle in getting not only government contracts, but those from other players in the industry as well.
We know that the hotel sector will carry hotels, carry restaurants, carry bars. That every year, a major renovation is going pertaining to renovations of hotels. So basically, when you speak about the West Coast properties, we have intact contact with realtors pertaining to gain some opportunities through realtors, which they have over 70-something properties on the West Coast. And we have made that contact direct, but there's no activity going on. We have target house owners, individuals. We have house plans. We have drawings. We have bill of quantities for our drawings. Where we is marketing ourselves on Facebook, Instagram, to see if we could capture a lower income or middle income person that have land or looking for land. We also present a 3.5-acre land to the credit union, asking the credit union to purchase the land in order for their members to get a housing solution. We're the credit union saying to us that them are looking for land at $5 a square foot. We're in the process of looking to ask government again to provide some of the same land opportunities that was given to the 5% of this nation, the privileged people, that we could tap into our same sister's credit union to find loans for these persons that range under $150,000, because all the housing projects right now that billing, the HOPE program, they are starting at $170,000. So the average man or woman that scaling $140,000, $150,000, we cannot own a piece of rock through the HOPE program.
Mr. Harris adds,
I know for a fact that Canada have enough construction. I would like to see some young men, artisans and contractors going up to Canada to do contract in Canada.
The cooperative's treasurer is Cameron Jackman.
It's very difficult for our cooperative, with the model that we have, to break into the private sector. And that's why we find that so far we have been to generate revenue and to generate business, we're having to rely on government. And when you rely on government, you have to take what they give, basically. They might have a project that the amount of money is set, and we have to work within that. The only way that we can break into the private sector is with name recognition, because that is how in Barbados the construction industry is, because the players are already set. And for us to break in, we have to have name recognition, just like some of the established entities. We can only get that name recognition through if government helps us to build capacity, as Michael said, or get jobs, and so that people can see what we are capable of doing. And that is basically the crux of the matter.
That's Cameron Jackman of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society. And this has been SagiCore's Early Business.